Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Rescuers in Ukraine are searching the ruins of an apartment block in the central city of Dnipro that was hit by a Russian missile, killing at least 12 people. Dozens of others were injured when part of the building was reduced to rubble. Much of Ukraine is again suffering power cuts after energy infrastructure was hit in other cities. Paul Adams is in Dnipro.
This all came on a day when Russia once again launched attacks all over Ukraine, clearly aimed at disabling the country's power grid. With a piece of the country's energy infrastructure not that far from here, it's possible that that, and not the apartment block, was the target of this strike. But it's been 2 weeks since the last wave of Russian attacks on critical infrastructure, and people here and in the West had started to wonder if Russia might be running out of missiles or thinking of changing its strategy. But it's clear tonight that Russia has not changed its strategy and seems intent on causing maximum hardship for Ukraine's civilians.
More than 80,000 demonstrators have protested in the Israeli city of Tel Aviv for the second consecutive Saturday against proposed changes to the judiciary. Here's our Middle East analyst, Mike Thompson.
Protesters brandishing banners saying government of shame and bring down the dictator have taken to the streets of Tel Aviv. The latter demand in reference to the country's new prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, whose coalition government took power last month. Many claim its planned judicial overhaul would amount to the death of democracy in Israel. Among those who vowed to attend the rally is the former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak. He's accused Mr. Netanyahu's government of planning what amounts to a coup.
The White House says more classified documents have been discovered at the US president's family home in the state of Delaware. A special counsel has been appointed to investigate Joe Biden's mishandling of the classified documents. Our North America correspondent David Willis reports.
A total of about 20 classified documents relating to Joe Biden's time as vice president under Barack Obama have now been recovered from his home and former office. Mr. Biden has said he has no idea what's contained in the documents, and the White House maintains his lawyers acted promptly in handing them over to the government. But the mishandling of classified files is a serious matter here. Under the U.S. Presidential Records Act, all such materials have to be surrendered to the National Archives.
Thousands of police officers have been deployed in the Peruvian capital Lima, ahead of planned protests by supporters of the ousted left-wing president Pedro Castillo. More than 40 people have died in demonstrations since he was impeached and detained last month. His supporters are calling for his release and snap elections. World News from the BBC. Around 25 million residents in California remain under a flood watch as a new winter storm moves steadily southward in the U.S. state. The state authorities say at least seven waterways have flooded and about 30,000 people have been ordered to evacuate their homes, mainly in coastal parts of northern and central California. Thousands of people have marched through the streets of the Tunisian capital, Tunis, to protest against President Kais Saied. He has ruled by decree since sacking the government and freezing parliament in 2021. Demonstrators accuse him of trying to install a dictatorship. Many are also angry at soaring prices and shortages of some staple foods. In the first round of presidential elections in the Czech Republic, a retired NATO general, Petr Pavel, has narrowly beaten the former Prime Minister Andrej Babiš. They'll face each other in a runoff vote in 2 weeks. Rob Cameron reports from Prague.
Silver-bearded military man Petr Pavel is not given to long speeches. In fact, journalists had to beg him for an answer that was longer than a few sentences. Pushed, he said the contest was now one between chaos and populism on the one hand and a country where politicians played by the rules on the other. For his part, Mr. Babiš said General Pavel would simply do the bidding of the centre-right government in a clear bid to frame himself as the opposition candidate. The contest, rather restrained and genteel so far, will now become far more personal.
Archaeologists in Egypt have unearthed an ancient royal tomb in the southern city of Luxor, thought to date back 3,500 years. It was found on the west bank of the River Nile, the site of the famous Valley of the Kings. Archaeologists say some of the discoveries in the tomb, including inscriptions, were destroyed by ancient floods which had filled the burial chamber. BBC News.